Steve Parkins is joining us. He's a dog lover. And, you know, in a world that's gone crazy, you kind of think, how can I make a difference where we can look after our furry friends a bit better? And that's through the RSPCA. And Steve said, you know what? I'm lucky enough to be able to take my dog to a cafe and I want to help out. Steve, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good. Tell us about what you did.
Well, our favourite little spot near where we live in Shoalwater is Pengo's Cafe, right near where you get the ferry, Penguin Island. We go down there regularly, and on the weekend, everybody goes down there with their dogs, and it's just a great place, you know. Good food and good coffee. And I get the newsletter from the RSPCA, and I read some of the stories there, and it breaks your heart. And I thought, well, how can I try and raise money? And I spoke to the owner of the cafe there, who I know pretty well, and I said, look, if I donated... I went to a wholesaler and bought a big carton of dog biscuits, and my wife bought this nice container. And I said, if we donated some dog biscuits, when people buy their coffee, would you be willing to, if I contacted the RSPCA, get a bona fide little collection box? And when people buy a coffee and they buy a biscuit for the dog and they make a gold coin donation and it goes to the RSPCA, he said, yeah, that's a great idea. So contacted the RSPCA to see if they were okay with that. He said, yeah, look, that's a great idea. Let's see how it goes. And just within 3 weeks, we raised over, nearly $150.
Yeah, which is great. And over the course of a year, you'd probably be looking at about $2,500. You want to then multiply
that. That's exactly right. So I've contacted the RSPCA and I said, look, this idea could be rolled out. I said, if you rolled this out, you imagine what you could get every year. So they're looking at it as a bit of a test case, and I'll be on their back a little bit to,
good on you.
You know, to try and push you.
So
and,
the reason why we're talking to you is that we're looking for other cafes that might actually want to do the same thing and help
exactly,
out. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I reckon it's a lovely thing.
Look, if they can contact you and say, look, we're interested in doing that, then I can talk to the RSPCA, get the collection box, and we definitely want to push
good
it. I think it's a nice, simple, feel-good idea, and it's going to a good cause.
Good on you, mate.
Are you a dog man or a cat man, Steve?
I've got a beautiful Dalmatian, and I'm definitely a dog man.
Yeah, good on you. Okay. All right, mate. What's the dog's name?
Her name's Tilly.
Tilly.
And you probably see us down on the beach near Pengo's most weekends, and sometimes during the week before work, having a coffee.
Happy days. Good on you, Steve. That's a good idea, mate.
Thanks a lot.
Well done, Steve Parkins. A lot of people do take their dogs out on the weekend.
Yeah, well, that's the time to do it, isn't it, when they've got a bit of time? So they're cafes that specialise in, like, they can allow dogs in there.
Most,
is that right?
Most cafes allow you to have your dog outside. They actually provide
the water bowls
water
and
bowls
stuff.
And
yeah,
that kind of
yeah
stuff.
I've seen a bit of that. Chloe tries to drink from them sometimes. Like, Chloe, come back. No, well, not really. We don't let her get that close. But a lot of the kids think, oh, you beauty, there's a bit of water there. We can have a go.